started leasing to own a Philips 75-inch TV, a beautiful living room set, a high-end GE washer and dryer, and more. It's really easy, with no credit needed, stress-free approvals, and free delivery and setup. From March 11th through the 17th, visit a participating store or Aarons.com and get started with just $1 during Aarons Lucky Days. Most stores open on Sundays. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Question 940 says St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. Yeah, I know that. I know somebody who was born on that day. And then says, what day will they have the green donuts? Now. They have the green donuts now. Go get your green donuts now. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. I actually have something sad to report, and I want to wish him the best. Longtime listener of the station, Gamecock Will, lost his mom. I know that his mom had been fighting the good fight and ill for a long period of time, and I want to join everybody at the station and I think all the listeners as well in wishing Will and his family the best. And Will, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with you. I know how difficult it is. Hang in there, buddy, and we're thinking about you. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. I want to get to Clemson baseball as well. I want to talk a lot of NFL today. There are moves being made. It's insanity. It's at warp speed. Trey Flowers apparently is going to become a Detroit Lion. So Trey no longer concerned about winning. There would be my first issue with Trey Flowers is that, you know, I get it. You know, 25 years old, wants to be paid. The Lions were one of the three teams most likely, the others being the Jets and the Miami Dolphins. Well, apparently Trey Flowers, no longer a Patriot. He will, he's going to dedicate the rest of his life, Ramona, to playing in that church basketball league. He's going to join Matthew Stafford and Matt Ryan and playing in that same church. He's done winning Super Bowls with Tom Brady. Trey Flowers at the ripe old age of 25, basically retiring to loserdom, where he will now be apparently a power forward on the co-ed church basketball team with the Matthews. There's that. I mean, it's not exactly winning a Super Bowl, but, you know, hey, that co-ed church basketball league title, that's a big honor. That's a big honor. You know, it's the only championship the Matthews have. It's the only one that that he's going to have now, too. By the way, Will, lots of people writing and offering their thoughts and prayers to you. So you are not alone. Chad, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you today?
Good, Chad. Appreciate you getting in.
I'm just heading home here, and what do you know? It's raining.
I know. It's a shocker, isn't it? It's a stunner.
Yeah, I saw a funny meme this weekend. Is the bad thing or the good news with the clocks going forward is that we missed an hour of rain this weekend. So we lost out on an hour of rain.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. That's a good point.
Clemson basketball, what can you say? I mean, you're right. They had a chance to fold it up. And for anyone that stayed after the game Saturday and saw the bond that's there between the coach and the players and the staff and the players and how appreciative they are of, I mean, they called out everybody from the students to the band to the strength and condition people, the academic assistance people. It was just a very humble, appreciative group of seniors that all they know how to do is work their tails off. And You know, they've got some physical limitations, some due to probably being a little older than most of the college students, and hurting a little bit, and going through that grind now for what some of them have been, you know, 5-6 years, and they've just been incredible representatives of the university, and I can't say enough about those young men, and then Coach Brownell and the staff, the job that staff has done to keep these guys who, you know, I mean, they went to the Sweet 16 last year. Who knows if basketball's in their future? Keeping them motivated and engaged the way he has, I'm going to say, you know, it's unlucky that some of the things you mentioned, but I'm not so sure that this hasn't been his best coaching job, down the stretch especially. And to keep these guys going when, you know, if you listen to the people in the stands, there were a lot of people bailing. And,
you know, Chad, I didn't interrupt anything you said, because everything you said is spot on and brilliant. Didn't call for me saying anything. And you're 100% right. This team, based on their terrible luck, could have quit 4 or 5 times and just mailed in the rest of the season. And they never did that. And a big part of that is coaching. And a lot of it credit goes to those seniors as well, because they just didn't want it to end that way. And so they stayed at it and they stayed tough. And now they have a chance to be rewarded at the end.
This team's going to end up, I think, getting in. I mean, I feel pretty good about it, but I'm not going to say for sure until I see it. Maybe even in a, you know, in Dayton, but you know, if you take those 4 games where just unfortunate bounces occurred and they swing in our favor, even just 2 of them, but let's say you get all 4, we're 13-5.
Yep.
In the ACC, and you know, probably get a 2-day bye in the ACC tournament. All things being equal, and this to me, that's more indicative of where this team is at than 9-9.
Yep.
I mean, they're playing well enough to be 13-5. So my thing is, if we get in the tournament, and I'll just leave this for you and I'll take it off the air, we're going to be underseeded, big time underseeded. And I think you're going to see a 12-5 upset. And I'm not so sure that the 4 seed's in trouble too. Well, yep. And I'll take that off air.
Good job, Jen. Yeah. Again, none of the more highly ranked, regarded teams, seeded teams in the tournament are going to want to see Clemson on their line. They're just not. Because there aren't a lot of teams in the country that have a 6'9", 6'10 post player like Thomas. There aren't a lot of teams in the country that have a scoring guard like Reed, that have a defensive stopper like Scara. Clemson still has a lot of basketball answers. And if they're playing better and feeling better about themselves, as I think they are, they've been down the road as well last year, so they have that experience. That benefits them. Let me get to our guy, Rob. We have Rob and Robert. Rob, breaking down film. Rob, how are you, Rob?
Hey, doing good, Walt. How you doing,
good,
my man?
Good to have you back.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be on. Hey, so, Walt, here's my question for you is, I know this is early. We're still a year out, but it looks like the Dolphins are completely planning to tank. I mean, they've already announced they're not going to re-sign Cameron Wake. They're not going to re-sign Robert Quinn. They're not going to re-sign Josh Sitton. They're trying to trade Kenny Stills. I mean, it looks like they are absolutely planning to tank. My assumption is for Tua Tagovailoa. What is your thoughts on the Dolphins basically depleting their entire roster to tank and then also on Tua Tagovailoa as a pro quarterback?
Well, I would, Rob, right now I would be of the opinion that the guy you're going to really be tanking for is Justin Herbert, not Tua. The problem for me right now with Tua is I need to see the guy that I saw 2 years ago against Georgia, or the guy who played at the start of last year, and it's almost so far removed from my thought process now that the guy that that I see when I see Tua is the injured guy, the guy who played the last six games of the year and where he clearly was compromised in every element. I need to see him get back to being whole and be reminded of what he's capable of. And I just think it's too early to know that. I mean, he's a distributor in that offense. He essentially acts like a point guard, and they have lots of weapons. And you have to consider that. He still has some limitations, that he's probably 6'2 at most. And I want to see what he actually measures at. I think he can make all the throws when fully healthy, and I think he has good movement skills. But as of today, I would suggest that the number one quarterback in next year's draft will actually be Justin Herbert.
What's your thoughts on Herbert?
Herbert's a 6'6 guy. He's bright. He can make all throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. He needs to get a little bigger, a little stronger, which I think will be a natural evolution. I think he's a smart kid. He elected to come back. I think he knows there are still things that he needs to get better at. You know, I think he has a very bright future, and as of now, I believe he will be the number one pick in next year's draft. You know, it's interesting. You know, Rob, I'm not sure I've ever seen a team so publicly, and I know the Dolphins haven't come out and said, flat out said, we're going to tank the upcoming season, but all of the prime beat writers, as you know, are saying it, and you pointed some of them out to me, and I've never seen such a public display.
Yeah, me either.
Display
yeah, me
of a
either.
Team, and you almost wonder if the NFL is going to step in regarding these reports and like call them into the principal's office, because I mean it's a strange circumstance to have a team. I mean, you know, again, for those who don't know, allegedly one of the reasons that Adam Gase is no longer the Dolphins coach is that Gase wanted to win now, but the Dolphins had made a decision to tank. I mean, I'm not sure I've ever seen that prior to the start of a season. I mean, I've seen it with four games left, but I'm not sure I've seen it before the start of a year.
I'm completely with you. And, you know, today they kind of talked about Juwan James fetching about $12 million on the open market, which is a little high, but I mean, he's a 26-year-old right tackle. He's got a lot of good upside, and he's still got a lot of development. And they basically said if it's 11 or 12 million, they're not even going to touch him. And they're just going to let a 26-year-old guy walk like that, a bookend right tackle from on the opposite side of Laramie Tunsil. It's just all very strange to me.
What do you want to do with 13 then?
Well, that was my next thing. Is I mean, I'm assuming that if they let Juwan James walk, which is stupid, my guess is Jonah Williams. But I mean, why would you let a 26-year-old guy who's proven walk to turn around and take another right tackle? It just doesn't make any sense to me. If they re-sign Juwan James, I want a defensive lineman. The Dolphins need to get bigger on the interior. They need to get, I don't know. I mean, that's where I'm looking. What's your thoughts?
I mean, listen, in some ways, the Dolphins right now are the most screwed up team in that whole division, because at least the other teams have a future because they have a young quarterback. Other than the Patriots, and obviously the Patriots are defending Super Bowl champion. I mean, I could see them doing what you're discussing. I mean, if you let James go, then you're looking for a right tackle. The best left tackle in this draft is Andre Dillard, the kid from Washington State. The best interior offensive lineman is Chris Lindstrom, the guard from Boston College. And the best center is Bradbury, although he may have some early adjustment in terms of the physicality and handling a bull rush. But if you want a right tackle, then yeah, he's probably your guy.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, I think it's
it's hard. You don't know what they're doing.
No, and it's an embarrassing way to conduct business. I mean, I don't think you ought to be trying to figure out ways to lose and dismantle your team. I think what you ought to be trying to figure out is a way to go get Kyler Murray.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I agree.
Well, hey, Walt, I'll kind of flip it a little 180, and I'll take this off air, but, you know, years before he was basically fired, you were hammering Chad Holbrook, and a lot of Gamecock fans were arguing with you about how bad of a coach he is. Well, this is year two of Mark Kingston. I'll kind of take this off air, but what's your thoughts on Mark Kingston and what he's doing with the Gamecocks baseball program?
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Walt.
Appreciate it as always. Yeah, I think he's really turned things around. Obviously, a really big rivalry series win for them, which for South Carolina, which was something that I think the athletic program there as a whole needed to a degree to stop the bleeding. But I think there are a lot of good signs with Kingston early, and I think it's a much better hire, and it's a program that is, I think, clearly headed in the right direction now under his guidance. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Robert, I'm coming to you in a minute. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. How many people are riding us, calling us every day about Halt? If you listen to me, please listen. I don't know where you're taking your vehicle right now, but if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you owe it to yourself to go experience First Class Halt. And I know that sometimes familiarity, you have these bonds, you don't want to break them. You have bonds with an amateur. You have bonds with somebody who doesn't know your vehicle. This is a specialist industry now. And if you own one of those vehicles, you have an advantage, an inherent advantage the rest of us don't have. The people at First Class Halt, Mark and his team in both locations, they drive these vehicles every day. They live in them. They work in them. They know them inside and out. It is all they do and all they touch. They use Hunter machinery. It's top flight in the industry. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. They give you free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. And they only hire the people who are the very best in the industry. Like in the Anderson location, Greg has over 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You make the final call on all work. This is First Class Halt. Right now, they have a number of specials. $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt special. When's your timing belt due? Do you even know what a timing belt is? If it is it due at 50,000 miles, I don't know. You're going to have to check your manual and see when it's due. Check your mileage. Because if you don't, you're going to ruin your engine. You get $100 off that right now. So if it's due, get it fixed. Get it replaced. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. Are you hearing metal grinding sounds when you brake? You need to go see First Class Halt. $12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with the purchase of Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change. This is a fact, Ramona, and you know this. I run Mobil 1 in everything I drive. Fact. And you can go get yours. This is First Class Halt. In the Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. All right, it's the R's. Robert and Rudy, as soon as we return, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right to you. You can get in, 654-7627.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Pie Day again at Your Pie of Clemson. Thursday, March 14th, all day. Pizzas, combos, and craft beers, just $3.14. Limit one pizza per person, no call-in or online orders. Gluten-free upcharge applies. And due to high volume, your pie will not be able to accommodate any special food allergy requests. Come celebrate Pie Day Thursday, March 14th, where $3.14 will get you a pizza, a combo, or craft beer. Your Pie, 111 Earl Street in Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
If you're opening a new business or your current business needs updated branding, call the pros at Electric City Signs to make your brand come to life. They take care of the entire design process from logo to install, channel letters, road signs, LED message centers. They do it all. Serving upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia businesses. Remember, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Mention this ad to receive a 5% discount. 864-225-5352. Go Tigers.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Clemson Marina, extended through Saturday, March 16th. Start the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year, with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and Express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Talk with reps from Freedom Boat Club, a new concept in boating enjoyment on Lake Hartwell. Enjoy local vendors, a catfish fry from the grill, and kids entertainment, plus demo rides and giveaways the entire day. The third annual Big Splash Sales Event, Saturday, March 16th, 9 until 5. Your chance to save as much as $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and Express fishing boats, powered by Yamaha outboards. Mother Nature moved us to March 16th, 9 to 5 at Clemson Marina on Lake Hartwell. The third annual Big Splash Sales Event.
It's time for spring cleaning, and you can clean up with fresh deals at Family Dollar. This week, save on spring cleaning items like Dawn dish soap, just 95 cents with your smart coupon. Extra laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. And Pepsi 2 liters, 4 for $5. Sign up for Family Dollar smart coupons. Download our app or visit familydollar.com, where we're bringing fresh deals for spring cleaning.
No one's better than Walt's Dabdula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse you, mister.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
You know, Zach Lumby on the text line was saying, please take it easy on my Lions. You know, they're getting Trey Flowers from New England. Look, Trey Flowers is a good player. I mean, but, you know, it's one of these deals. I like Trey Flowers. I like him as a player. I like his versatility. I think he's a top 10 edge guy in the National Football League, in part because you can move him all around. In fact, I have a breakdown courtesy of Pro Football Focus, if I can find it. I don't know. But he had 469 snaps last year as an edge guy. He had like 160 over the guard, like another 70 over the center. And the point is, New England was able to use him lots of different ways. He's a very versatile guy. He's a powerful guy, athletic guy. There's a lot to like about Trey Flowers as a football player, as a leader, as these type of ingredients. And again, his versatility, especially in that scheme, I think is vital. But, you know, at the same time, when a guy elects to go play for the Lions and leave the Patriots, what's it say about him? I don't know. There's like an inherent negative in there. I mean, it basically says, oh, look, I'm going to leave the winningest organization ever and the greatest quarterback in history to go play for a crap fest like the Detroit Lions. I'm sorry. There's some sort of inherent negative in there. And by the way, these NFL teams, they have no idea what they're doing. None of them. They don't have no idea from a talent standpoint. I mean, Ramona. Mike Mayock's the general manager of the Oakland Raiders. Mike Mayock became the general manager of the Oakland Raiders because on television and in the Huddle Report contest, he sounded like a guy who knew what he was talking about. Well, that's fine. Last year, top 100, Huddle Report contest, Professor Road Rage, 87, Mike Mayock, 83. I didn't just beat him. I beat him by four. Oh, by the way, I also beat him the year before. And I beat Kuiper and McShay the last 2 years, too.
Plus, he's on TV.
Right. They have all these resources. But, you know, my point being that, and the funny thing is, I actually think he can help the Raiders because I think that he's at least smarter than they are, even if he doesn't know as much as we do. You know, this is talent analysis. That's what this game is about. It's about talent analysis. And it's a fact that the guy who's running the Raiders, I beat his brains in the last 2 years. I'm sitting here in Clemson, South Carolina. This is a fact. And the thing is, he probably knows more than most of these other teams do. These teams have no idea what talent looks like. Their scouting systems are broken. They have no idea what they're doing. I mean, the Washington Redskins just signed Landon Collins to a big deal. Well, the answer to that, 421, is because I don't want to. The Washington Redskins just signed him to a big deal. Landon Collins. Landon Collins is on this list of safeties. What? Landon Collins is on this list of safeties. There are like 15 safeties available in free agency. The Washington Redskins just paid Landon Collins $45, $46 million. Landon Collins was a three-time All-Pro with the New York Giants. There's only one problem. Young player, three-time All-Pro. You know what the only problem with Landon Collins is? He couldn't cover his grandmother. Apparently, covering your grandmother, not a prerequisite in Washington.
That might be harder. You don't know. You don't know his grandmother.
Apparently, being able to cover your grandmother, not a prerequisite in Washington. So they paid him $45 million.
Might be a little mean.
Yeah, he's going to be great against the run. And if this was 1970, he'd be perfect. But since it's, you know, 2019, and you actually, as a safety, have to be good in pass coverage, this is why all those people are on those lists. Eric Weddle, no offense, can't cover. Nice guy, leader, can't cover. You have to have safeties that can cover today. It is a passing league. Newsflash. That is why the New York Giants did not re-up Landon Collins. And now the dumb A Washington Redskins have just paid him $45 million. So now he can't cover in two cities in the NFC East. And it's because these teams fundamentally do not know what talent looks like. They can't evaluate it. They can't analyze it. They just do not know. And so they make ridiculous decision after ridiculous decision. You pay Landon Collins $45, $46 million, you're an idiot. You either don't watch film or just can't decipher what you see. He's great against the run. He's a box safety. Can't cover. You have to cover in today's football. There are a lot of safeties in this draft. There are a ton available in free agency. How many of them can cover? I'll tell you the most underrated safety in the whole draft is, mark it down, his name is Darnell Savage. He plays for Maryland. I don't know who's going to get him, but like always, like we do every year I give you guys that no one else knows about. Last year, I warned Darius Leonard would be the steal of the draft. People like Darius Leonard. I said the best linebacker in the state of South Carolina is Darius Leonard. Warned he would be the steal of the draft. What'd he do? Led the NFL in tackles. Robert and Rudy right now. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good, man. I'd love to sit here and talk with you the whole segment about the NFL throwing good money after bad, but I want to talk about Clemson basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, these people that are calling in and, you know, like the Pauls and all of that, you know, I got some advice for them, and I'm a recovered anti-Brownell person. You know, I didn't care for Brad Brownell when they hired him. I didn't care for him, you know.
I like that. I like that, Robert, a recovered anti-Brad Brownell person. I like that.
Absolutely. But, you know, these people need to do a few things. One, they need to get on the internet, and they need to do some research on what successful basketball is. Second, they need to do some research on how much cheating's been going on since Brad Brownell has been hired. And three, and most importantly, they need to get on the internet and research the history of Clemson basketball. You know, Clemson fans love to give Carolina fans flack about their history, 100-year or more history of playing football and the futility. Clemson's basketball history is not much better than South Carolina's football history. I mean, they have not had a lot of achievements in however many years they've been playing basketball. So yeah, they need to...
Right. The guy is right now clearly outperforming the historical model. And so, therefore, there is nothing to complain about.
Absolutely. About the game Saturday, Amir Sims. Man, I couldn't be more proud of that cat. How many rebounds did he have Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know what his final number is, but he has certainly been more active the last, you know, 7-8 games.
I could swear I heard them say on the radio in the final stats that he had like 8 rebounds.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I
mean, that's got to be like a season high for sure for him, and that's what Clemson needs. Last thing, and I'll take this off the air, and I don't know if you even want to broach this subject, but, you know, you said, and I agree, Clemson should beat North Carolina. They owe them one. What's Clemson got to do against Virginia? Can they hang with them? I think Clemson has a chance against Virginia. Am I just crazy or what? And I'll take it off the air. Walt.
All right,
thanks,
Robert. Yeah, probably. You know, Virginia to me is just, I thought this before the year, and I've not seen anything to change my mind. I think Virginia is one of the two best teams in the country. So they're a tough out. You know, if you're going to beat Virginia, you're going to have to play a flawless game, and they're going to have to play something less than their best. Because they're a team, again, to my way of thinking, and it's not just that I picked this part of the season, I picked Gonzaga versus Virginia in the national championship game, and if you ask me today, that'd still be my pick. I've not seen anything that would in any way change my mind. You know, one thing I will say is, and Rudy, I'm coming right to you. You know, I've wavered back and forth the last couple of weeks on Nevada a little bit. I'm sort of back on board Nevada right now. I watched them again the other night. They're playing angry. They're playing. I thought that maybe that chaotic scene at Utah State might in some way be their undoing. No, they seem to have channeled that into like an us against the world kind of thing. And they have enough talent to be dangerous if they're that focused. Rudy, how are you?
Deb Tuller, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rudy, appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the line. Well, I just want to say about the basketball team, I like Brownell. If they'd had an ounce of luck this year, we'd be talking a whole different conversation. But given how it's played out, I think he's done a heck of a job, and I think they will be a formidable opponent in the NCAA tourney. Baseball, they lose to Carolina the series, and then they turn around and sweep number 3, I believe, in the country.
Yep.
I think that goes to show what a coach Monty Lee is, how he can get them turned around in their mentality to do that, because North Carolina's no slouch. Even though they played at Clemson, for Clemson to, even though the first game was maybe, I won't say handed to them, but they got a break, they played well the weekend, and I think that we got a lot to look forward to with the freshmen on that baseball team. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a ton of young talent. Number 7 recruiting class. This was an enormous bounce back series for this baseball team. I mean, after the tough series against South Carolina, and it starts with the starting pitching. I mean, the starting pitching did not hold up against South Carolina at all. And this weekend, it held up in every game. I mean, and if this team's young starters can get you into the fifth, sixth inning and perform well, then this team's going to compete in all year long. And that's what happened this weekend. And the other thing that happened this weekend was that Clemson found multiple ways to win, which is always a good sign.
Exactly. One last thing, Walt. I know you're up against the break. Real quick. And I told you a few weeks ago at Twin Peaks I ordered Harry's razors.
Yep.
And I was supposed to be getting the shipment, and I ordered a little extra, so it was like $20 or whatever. But anyway, they sent me emails from Harry's, and they said they had an issue with their supplier, and it would be resolved within a week or whatever, and they would get my razors to me and whatnot. And they also went on to, not on the email, they went on to say that they were sorry for the inconvenience and that they were taking care of the cost for my first shipment because of the inconvenience with the supplier. And I think that says a lot for that company.
How about that? Exactly, you know, right. I appreciate that. Yeah. Before. Yep. Yep. Absolutely, Rudy.
Yeah, they told me that they was going to take care of that, and they were sorry. And if I have any more issues, that they would resolve them, and that my shipment was on the way. But anyway, Walt, appreciate you taking my call.
There you go, Rudy. Thank you as always. Appreciate it. Very kind of you. All right, quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be back.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Foothills Metal Supply of Pickens is your local supplier for metal roofing supplies and more. Buy from a dealer who has pride in providing you with the highest quality materials at the best price. Stop by their lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens today and see all they have to offer. Foothills Metal Supply allows you to cut out the middleman and go directly to what you need. Call today for more information at 864-481-9180. That's 864-481-9180.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
You know, there is a fine line between being eccentric and being rude.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. You can get in right now. You know, this weekend, obviously a very big series for Clemson baseball. Off the tough weekend last week, in which the starting pitching did not hold up, this weekend the starting pitching held up brilliantly, and that was really the distinction in you know, winning versus what happened last weekend. You know, you saw it right from the beginning, and again, Davis Sharp in game one was brilliant. You know, Clemson obviously trailed that game going to the ninth, but Davis Sharp gave you innings. He was terrific again. Jacob Hennessy eventually got the win in game one. Elijah Henderson scored on a balk with one out in the ninth, and Clemson comes back for a 3-2 win after trailing in that game. So you get off to a great start for the weekend. And then in game two, you just crush North Carolina's soul. 20 hits, 17 runs, three players with four hits apiece. Matt Clark starts and wins. It couldn't get much better than in game two, where everything goes your way and you win by a football score, 17-3. And then Sunday you come back and you have to find a different way to win. Sunday, again, you're trailing late, but again, you get quality starting pitching that keeps you in the game, and Keyshawn Askew and everything he brings to the table and all that David Price kind of stuff. And you put yourself in position to win late, and then Mr. Clutch, which is what he is, Logan Davidson's yet to make an out in the eighth or the ninth. I mean, Logan Davidson is just become absolute Mr. Clutch for this baseball team. And he gets around on an inside pitch. That ball was like a foot inside. That ball wasn't even on the corner. That ball was like a foot inside. And Logan Davidson turned on it and drove it to the Cajun Cafe. And everyone knew it was gone as soon as it was hit. And the result being that Logan Davidson, a two-run walk-off after Sam Hall had gone on in front of him with the double and set the stage for the late inning dramatics. And Carson Spires, of course, delivers and he gets the win. But you found multiple ways to win in a three-game series. You won every game and you did it in almost a completely different fashion on a game-by-game basis. The one thread that ran through the three games was quality starting pitching, which either allowed for you to be in games late, allowed for you to have a chance to come back and win those games, or in the case of game two, you know, just to set the stage for the bully beatdown. But you come into the series against number three ranked North Carolina after the tough series last weekend. You wonder about how a young team was feeling about themselves, and you got your answer. Again, I think it comes down to quality leadership at the top and Monte Lee and staff. And I think it comes down to your young pitchers stepping up and delivering when they needed to. And then your veteran players like Logan Davidson delivering in the clutch. And so it was almost a perfect scenario. Couldn't be much better. From a Clemson baseball perspective, this weekend could not have gone better. Sort of the talk of the nation right now. this weekend off of that performance. William on the Northland Communication phone lines. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you, bud?
Good, William. Appreciate you getting in.
I was thinking about this LSU coach, basketball coach. Is it Will Wade?
Yeah,
is that
Will
his
Wade.
Name?
Yep.
I'm trying to say.
Yep.
Man, if they don't watch what's going on here, this could just ripple out of control on them, and everybody in NCAA basketball will be investigated before it's over with. I mean, you remember what happened to SMU back in the day? They were a football program.
Yeah.
I mean, with Eric Dickerson being in there and getting caught up in it, I mean, it just.
Craig James.
I don't know, man. Maybe
Lance McAleen was the quarterback.
And there was a big, rich Dallas oil tycoon or something that was paying the bills.
Yep.
Remember, I forget his name, but he looked a lot like Ted Bundy, the truth be known. But what I was saying was that, you know, they just need to fess up, tell the truth, and get it over with, because they keep telling these lies, man. That's all a lie's ever going to be is a lie. You know what I'm saying? You tell the truth, that's also all it's ever going to be. But you tell lies, and you got to dance around that lie. You know what I mean?
I think the problem, William, is that there is essentially almost like a nationwide basketball network that is set up, and everyone knows how it works, and too many of the big players are eating from the till, and therefore no one really wants to be a whistleblower on anyone because they all know that they're all doing it. So I think that's the problem. The question is, in a legal setting, under cross-examination, will more be learned, and will other people fall? And we're not going to know that until after the NCAA tournament is over at the end of April.
Like you said, accountability. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But anyway, have a good day, my friend. Thank you for getting me in.
Thank you, William. Yeah, I mean, it's ugly. And it's I don't think there's going to be a defense of it. You know, I'm seeing some debate even right now about, you know, what Will Wade is alleged to have done versus, well, you haven't proven anything. LSU people saying, well, you haven't proven anything. I'm not sure. I mean, these are still in the allegation stage, I would say that. But, I mean, if there's audio of you saying those things, I can't wait to hear your alternative explanation. If there's actually audio of you saying those things and this is your voice, it's going to be fascinating to see what your explanation is for the things that you said or allegedly said. Because allegedly, again, you discussed the fact that, well, the player didn't get enough benefits directly, that too many of the benefits went to his family. I mean, it's going to be hard to talk your way out of that, since it's completely illegal for any benefits to go to his family or anybody else's family. You know, you can't even give him like a Big Mac, all right? So it's going to be awfully difficult to rationalize and talk your way out of that. I don't see how you're going to do that. I'm pretty sure you're not. So his career at LSU is over. The question is, what additional penalties will occur? And then again, where does this all lead? I mean, you know, does, for example, a guy like this, a young coach who's trying to save himself, does he make a deal? Does he tell on others? Does he have any info that will bring some of these other big names down? You know, I'm pretty sure that's how they work these kind of things. You know, and I think it's going to be fascinating to see. And, you know, from a basketball standpoint, the only sad part of it is LSU might be the best team in the country. LSU's really, really good. I mean, that's a hyper-talented team. I mean, they won that league. Go Tiger, G-E-A-U-X, says it was an impersonator. I think that's what you're going to have to go with. I think the only possibility is you go with the impersonator line, because I'm not sure. I don't think there's going to be any way to rationally explain away the things you said. So I think you may have to go with that answer. I will indeed, Kramer, and we'll get you taken care of. JJ, speaking of Mr. LSU, what's going on there, Bengal Tiger?
Well, I hear you, Mr. LSU. I ain't been LSU in a long time, and you know why. And, you know, and Walt, you know, going back to this, this reminds me of the Timmy Hill. They had video of him beating up people, and an LSU judge made sure he got off.
Oh, yeah.
So all it takes is for the wrong person to be the judge, and, you know, and we've already seen this happen with SEC school people. They get off, and nothing happens, just like North Carolina. But that, you know, that's a whole nother story. I want to talk about my Falcons, Walt.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm looking at all these mock drafts. Of course, I only want to listen to your mock draft.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is just completely all over the board. How can you have Christian Wilkins, who everybody admits is one of the top five players in the draft, being drafted all the way down at 20 and 21 and 19? I don't see the Falcons. If the Falcons are, if he's still there when the Falcons get there, I don't see them giving up on a Christian Wilkins.
Well, I mean, look, it depends who else is there. I mean, if Ed Oliver is still there, I could see them going Ed Oliver. But I think you're talking about a primary need. I think Atlanta's primary needs are at the line of scrimmage. I think they could use additional help, a defensive tackle, and therefore a guy like an Oliver or a Wilkins would make a lot of sense. I also think you still need to improve that offensive line. And I would think that those are primary areas that the Falcons would hope to address in this draft. So build it from the inside out, from the line of scrimmage. And I would think that that's what you're talking about. You're talking about that area of your football team. And given how deep this draft is for defensive line talent, I think there's a chance that there's going to be a pretty good player there for Atlanta when they select at 14.
Well, I've heard that they also have already interviewed Austin from Clemson also, because they feel he'll be around late second, early third.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility we could end up with both of them, and that would even be better.
JJ trying to build another Clemson down in Atlanta.
It don't hurt, damn it. Hey, you got winners there, that's for sure. But, yeah, I see them going at, they're trying to get the tackle through free agency, the guy from New England. Is it Brown?
Yeah, Malcolm Brown.
Yeah, they had him in, and then moving one from Texas A&M that's on left tackle to right tackle, and then putting Malcolm Brown on left. But because they got Mac at the center.
Wait a minute. Let's slow down. I thought you were talking about defensive tackle still. So you're talking about offensive tackle now.
Then
you weren't talking about Malcolm Brown. Then you're talking about Trent Brown, but you're too late for that because
Trent Brown's
already committed to the Raiders.
Ah, crap. I know they had him in a couple weeks ago, so
that's all right. You really didn't want to overpay for him anyway. I'm going to get to that in a little bit because these teams continue to make these same kind of mistakes because they do not understand the salary cap structure. And, you know, here's a simple operating premise. First of all, don't deal with New England. Don't deal with anything that comes out of New England, period. Because New England is smarter than you. Therefore, it's stupid to be thinking about dealing with anything that comes out of New England. If New England is not going to pay a player, okay? If New England has decided we're not going to pay a player, what on earth would make you think it's a good idea for you to?
That's a good point. I'm learning not to fuss with you, Walt. I can be wrong enough without, you know, trying to say you're wrong and then prove myself wrong again.
That's too funny.
All right, Walt. Well, y'all have a great
Thank
week.
Thank you, JJ. Hey, JJ.
Yes, sir.
Whatever happened to that pink scooter you won?
Oh, I gave that away at a church raffle.
Well, that's nice of you, JJ. That's a very nice prize. Well, I appreciate it.
It was very nice. It was awesome. I mean, hey, the person that won it enjoyed it.
Exactly right, so. I'm sure. little girl or something.
Well, you know, I didn't have any girls. That,
drunk old
woman. My daughters had already grown up and had cars, so it really didn't do me no go. Good. So. There you
go. Some drunk old woman.
Hey, well, you're going to have the Christmas singing contest this year.
Yeah, we are.
I've been racking up on some good ones lately.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back, so maybe you can win another pink scooter.
You would do that to me, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
you,
man. All right, well, you have a great one.
I'll see you. Remember that, Ramona? JJ, one of those years he won, he... his prize was he won a scooter. It was a really nice scooter. It was like $1,200.
Yeah.
$1,200 or $1,300. Actually, I think it was $1,300. But it was pink.
Yeah, it was pink. Yeah. It was pink.
So JJ gave the pink scooter away to a church benefit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, be looking for some old drunk woman out there who's riding around a pink scooter. But yeah, we will bring that back. We'll endeavor to bring that back this year. Text says, name of one player the Patriots have let go that went on to have success on another team. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a couple minutes. Because there's a whole big issue there that I think is just lost on people. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. You know, I'm craving the Carson's, Ramona. I'm craving it. I'm craving the Carson's. You know, every day, the texter 940 that starts with the chili cheese fries. You know, that's one thing we need to have at Carson's. But Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want an incredible dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double-fried chicken wings. They're open every day. Happy hour is Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden-fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. It's Carson's, man. They're incredible. Go and make your reservation today. Their full menu online. It's CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. CarsonSteakWarehouse.net. Call them. Make your reservation. 226-9400. 226-9400. It is Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. All right, we'll take a quick break. You want to get in. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios. We are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, get incredible deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. Subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority.